neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli. Koil neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.
We don't say Shehechiyanu.
How many times a year we observe Mitzvah Omer? One time.
45
times a year?
No, but the Mitzvah is one time. So how come we don't say Shehechiyanu? No, it's nothing to do with it, no. No, it's a Torah, the Torah says. The Torah says to count. Why we don't say Shehechiyanu? We have to say Shehechiyanu, Rimanu, Ad Mitzvah HaOmer. No? Yes? Shofar, Megillah, Chanukah, Sukkot, say Shehechiyanu. No? Lulav. Shehechiyanu, Rimanu, Yiyanu, Lazman, Asa. No?
The Omer, you're correcting the negative connotations of...
So more so, you have to two Shehechiyanu.
Omer, you say all the negative thing that we did to Hashem.
Hey.
So you don't say Shehechiyanu.
Why? You have to say two Shehechiyanu. Why not? Why be counting anyway? Why? Why? Do you count, Omer? You count? But why? Why are we counting?
To get the raise.
No, what's the purpose of counting? To get to Shavuot. Yeah, to get to Shavuot. So now, so counting after Omer actually is for what? To arrive there, the destiny, that is Shavuot. So when Shavuot comes, do we say Shehechiyanu? Yeah.
Yes.
So now, so actually, Sefirat HaOmer is a preparation of
Shavuot.
That's one reason. Good. So the other reason is that this mitzvah that it says that when being the Omer, so we start counting. Can we bring Omer now? Korban Omer, can we bring?
No.
No, why? We don't have Beit HaMidrash, Chazal Baruch. So, should we be happy that we don't have Beit HaMidrash or unhappy?
Unhappy.
So now, that we don't have Beit HaMidrash and we're not happy, when do we say Shehechiyanu? That we are happy, Chazal Baruch.
But that applies to all the other Chagim too?
No, it doesn't. No, because the Torah says, blow a shofar, no matter what. Light a candle, no matter what. Sit in a sukkah, no matter what. But here, it depends on?
Beit HaMidrash.
Good? Yeah. So now, Mitzvat HaOmer, it says temimot. What does temimot mean?
Complete.
One package. Good? So let's say somebody misses one night, one day.
Cannot say
that. You still go back home, he says.
No, he cannot continue, that's it. No, but you missed the mitzvah, that's it, finished. Yes. No, you can, but you cannot say beracha anymore. That's it. Right? So now when you miss a day, so then you cannot say beracha. So now, if you say Shehechiyanu for the whole mitzvah, and then you miss one day, then your Shehechiyanu was? Levatala. So we have three big reasons here. One was because we're preparing ourselves for?
Shavuot.
The other reason is we don't have? Beit HaMidrash. And the other reason is it has to be one full package. So here we learn a very beautiful lesson, and that is when we say Shehechiyanu, Ve'rimanu, Ve'igiyanu, Lazeman, when do we say this bracha? When you have a nice suit, right? You're happy?
Yeah.
Yes. So we say Shehechiyanu. You either new fruit that came to the market. You happy?
Yeah.
Yes. So now here we learn the only reason that you can be happy that you do something constantly, every day, every day, every day. Not you do one day, and then one day you don't do. You do one day, 1 week, you take a break. That's not Sheikh Yanu. You have to do it on a daily basis.
Then why do you say Sheikh Yanu on the fruit or something that you eat?
Because you're happy.
You're happy. But you don't do it every day.
Good. No, but here, because you are happy to eat that fruit, but this means fine, one, like one fruit is 50 days. You follow?
Yes.
That means to eating one fruit or wearing one suit is compared to
50 days.
So now here we learn a very important lesson. That we learn from here that Yehudi should understand, like let's say you like to have some tea. Let's say it's very cold, like you're freezing, they left the door open, and then you moved your place, and you're ready. You're very cold, you want to have some tea. So you take the kettle, right, guri, and you put it on the fire. And then you move it, and then you put it. You move it, you put it. So what's going to happen to the water?
Let it get warm.
It's not going to boil. Why? Because you keep
moving it.
Moving it. So if you like to have some tea lapsus. Yeah. You have to? No, you have to leave it there. Don't move it.
Leave it there.
So that's what exactly the whole concept of Sheikh Yanu is about. The Totan Sheikh is teaching us, you know why you don't need to say Sheikh Yanu? Because if you miss one day, it's not a happy occasion. You have to do it on a daily basis. Now, a few days ago, we celebrated Rabbi Akiva greatness. Five Talmidim, Rashbi, Alav Shalom, Rabbi Meir, like the Omer. So now, Rabbi Akiva, when did he become Rabbi Akiva? When?
At 40 years,
nothing. He wasted his life. So what happened? He became Rabbi Akiva.
Married the daughter of
Abba Solomon. Because of his wife?
Yes.
Amen. Yeah, that's true. But what was the main push he became Rabbi Akiva?
His son and I drop our mother.
Chazak u'baruch. So what did he see? What did he see? So he saw a drop of water dripping on a rock. So what did he understand from the dripping?
If he could make a hole in this little stone, then of course I could go back and learn and he could do it.
Chazak u'baruch, beautiful. So he said, if this drops of water made an impact on this rock, my head cannot be
harder than
the rock. Bezat Hashem. So he said, here, this constant drop, see, made such an effect on the rock. So now, let's say you take a hose, right? Hose. You know these fire department people? They have this big one. So now you take that, you point it to the rock. It's going to make a hole?
No.
It's not going to make a hole. Why? Why?
It's not constant.
Even though it's bigger, more pressure, it's not going to do nothing. But the little drop of water, tick, 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 tick. Constant. See what the effect it can make. So here we learn a very important lesson. It's not that, you know, how big you want to do things. It depends how many times you want to do it. Even though it's small, it has much, much, much greater effect on you than you do
one time. Like another example, let's say you hear thunder
and lightning, right? Which is greater, the lightning or flashlight?
Lightning.
Which one would you like to have?
Flashlight,
but you say it's bigger.
But the flashlight, you can use it for more than...
But it's small, it's a little bitty.
But you can use it for...
Which one you like to have?
Flashlight.
Flashlight? Chirag Kove? Anybody they call it Chirag Kove? You know what Kove means?
Strain.
Yeah, strain. Kovei. See, now we just said in Tefillah, Kave El Hashem. What does Kave means?
Hope.
Hope. See, Persian, they say Kove. You know why?
Because hope you have
Kove. See? What a beautiful lesson is. That anytime. You see, you're out of Kove. That means you don't have Kave. That means the hope gives you strength. When you become hopeless, you become
drain.
And that's what exactly the whole beautiful message is. No Shehecheyanu, why? Because you have to be constant, every day. And you bring such a force. How many of a little drop will have such a kovach? Because it's constant. And that's how it exactly is. That you should never chas v'shalom, give up. Yes. Constantly. In a big rock. You can make a hole. Why? Because it doesn't give up. Keeps coming. Hashem is like, that be able to have a kovach and hope Bezat Hashem to go on constantly. Bezat Hashem. Hashkoch Hu brings us Yeshuot, Besorot Tovot.
Koil HaNishomot, Halel Ko Haleluko. Koil HaNishomo, Nishomo Sheli. Koil HaNishomot, Halel Ko Haleluko. Koil HaNishomo, Nishomo Sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.